I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Eunuchs, castrated males. There are about 1 million of them in India. They're ignored by society. Are they ignored by Christians too? A worker with Scriptures in Use says yes, but not anymore. As relationships have been established, storytelling began.
For 3 days, we literally shared stories and then asked questions about the stories. At the end of the 3 days, we finally got to the Gospels. When it was done, all 14 of them accepted the Lord.
Now they want to tell other eunuchs and their families. Support SIU's work at our website. Next, it looks like voters may be heading back to the polls for a second time in Afghanistan. A total isn't expected until April 24th, but early reports show that none of the presidential frontrunners hold over 50% of the national vote. Open Doors USA says no matter who wins, there won't be much of a change for Christians. A recent poll shows over half of Afghan voters still want to see Islam in the political sphere. Find the full report and prayer needs at missionnetworknews.org. And in Ghana, children born with ailments are often dubbed as spirit children. They take the blame for misfortune and are killed or left for dead. Dave and Ellen Bartlett with the Mission Society are fighting the superstition to save lives. Ellen reminds us that those committing these atrocities need the gospel.
God is good, the devil is evil, and the people are deceived. They are not evil, they are deceived by the evil one, which is the devil. God is good.
Read the full story at our website and find ways you can help. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. M&N's making available the new Casting Crown CD, Thrive, with your best gift. As you support us, you're reminding Christians that they can thrive in their walk with God, not just survive. Call 1-800-995-4828 with your best gift or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.